Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Monday. It's a Monday. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Matt, he's in his spot. Jim Colony, he'll be around in just a little while. Good morning to you, Chris. How was everything?
Good. How was your weekend?
It was great. Had a little bit of a long weekend. I was off on Friday, so it was very, very good. And looking at the camera now, be sure to check out our camera. You know the address. Well, it's not activated yet. It will be in just a couple moments here. I'm looking at producer Matt. He's pulling it up. What's the address again there? We go to odyssey.com/937thefanvideo. Or you can go to our website.
Yeah, just go to our website, 937thefan.com. Click on shows. There's a little drop down that comes down, a menu of options, and you just click on the last one, 937thefan live video. Bang.
Yeah, there it is. All right, so here's a good discussion point. 937thefan video. There it is. It's coming up now. All right, here's a good discussion point. If you are at, like, the community, we talk about because it's summer, like the community pool or going out or whatever, and not necessarily a pool in someone's yard, unless it's a bigger pool. Like, my in-laws have a pool with a diving board. So let's say it's that or the community pool, like a bigger pool with a deep end. What is the dive of choice? We went over this yesterday with my son and daughter because we were at the pool. It was odd. I think a lot of people looked at the sky and not necessarily the weather.
Yeah, because it was cloudy most of the day. The sun only really came out consistently until like right before dinner.
And there was hardly anybody at the pool. It was spectacular. We showed up at like 11:30. We normally go right at 11 when it opens. We were there at about 11:30. And we stayed, my son and I, we took two cars because he likes to skedaddle early like me. We stayed till about 1:30. They were there till like 3. I mean, they were there like a long time. But we took turns on the diving board, right? What is the dive of choice? If you, and has it graduated as you've gotten older? Like we started with a cannonball contest.
Right.
Which is always fun.
Simple enough.
Yes. Then we got, I won't go with the belly flop because it hurts like hell. So I wouldn't do that. The can opener, I'm a big fan of the can opener, the single-legged sort of cannonball situation.
So what's the – here's – because I've seen that described in both in my youth and now as an adult as two different things. Some people call it a can opener.
Okay.
Some people will call it a jackknife.
Either one, I think.
And so either name is good?
I believe, yeah.
Okay.
I would guess.
Because that's my quote-unquote dive, my jump of choice.
The one leg.
It's just too easy.
And your ass hits and it forces the splash.
Yes.
And if you could get it really, like, compact and make that thud.
You make the thud, you get the pop, the water, like, splashes straight up. That's the way to go.
I enjoy that. I do enjoy that one, too. What you know what else was big yesterday? We're having a contest. Now, we were making my wife be the judge. And by judge, I mean the marker. She would have to stand outside the pool. And we would run as fast as we could down the diving board.
Okay.
And then just at the very end, the very edge of the diving board, thrust and plant our foot and just maintain running a million miles an hour. We look like Vince Coleman. And so we're running and try to figure out who could land the furthest from the diving board.
Right.
And then she would have to stand in that spot as to demark where that spot was. That is simply just the running off the diving board as fast as you can dive.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that one. I like that one too. But my kid, now here's the thing. I would kind of have to jake it because, you know, I'm taller and I definitely would just defeat my kids in that. in all of that. That is a fun one.
That's
though.
Also got risk of I'm going to slip on the edge of the diving board and potentially seriously injure myself.
Bust my foot up. Yeah. Yes. My toe would curl underneath of it, yes. And bang, I got two broken toes. The other one, now, my son developed devised the stop at the end of the diving board, mm-hmm. and just fall cannonball. Just no momentum cannonball. Zero momentum cannonball. Stop, fall, grab your knees, and see how much. That didn't very little for me.
No.
I wasn't big into that.
The whole point of the diving board is you got to spring up into the air.
Correct.
And get more height. And get more splash.
Yes. I remember when I was little, you'd have these jokers that would take their foot and do. Now, you're not allowed to do this at the pool that I'm at. They would manipulate the wheel that's under the diving board.
Oh, okay.
Whatever that thing is called there.
Whatever the little bouncy thing.
Yeah, and they would like move it a lot closer to where you started or further away, and it would somehow change the springy
with the trajectory.
Action. Yeah, and they would make that thing look like a rubber band, and it would boom. It would almost look like the front of it was touching, almost going to touch the water.
Right.
And then they'd
spring back up.
Oh, yeah. Those were like the older kids, though, the accomplished kids when I was little.
They don't let you get away with stuff like that anymore.
There is a sign, at the pool we go to, and I forget what the official name of that piece of equipment is that's under there. But it says, "Do not change the whatever that thing is called. You're not permitted to touch
the tension
it.
Or whatever."
Yes.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever that wheel thing is called. But yeah, what is your so you like the can opener jackknife job?
Yeah, it's easiest. It's also got the potential for the biggest splash. You know, I'm well past my belly flop days. I can't take the belly smackers anymore. So that's my go to.
A good judge of the cannonball and or jackknife is you jump off on a little bit of a toward the side. And then you see how far the splash went outside of the pool.
Right.
Where the splash marks are.
You attempt to splash someone outside the pool. That's always a big move, too.
Yes.
Especially when you're like 11, 12 years old and first discovering girls. And you're like, oh, splasher.
I'm gonna see if I could reach her laying out. She's laying out.
Yeah.
Matt, what was your jump or dive of choice, Matt? You're getting a big smile. This is the language of pools in Western Pennsylvania. I've everywhere. Everybody speaks this language.
The laying out made me laugh.
Used to lay out.
Yeah. Cannonball was...
Cannonball was it?
Yeah, I mean, that was... I could never discovered anything better than that.
Is cannonball universal? Like, I could go to Tokyo, I could go to Brisbane, I could go to Des Moines, I could go to Brazil, and if I went to a public pool and there was a diving board, I did a cannonball, or would I be somewhere...
What do they call it in those places? Like, do they just translate it literally as cannonball, or do they have like a cooler name for it?
Like if I went to Peru and did this at a public pool, like the country club of Peru. Machu Picchu Central Country Club.
Right.
And I go and I jump off the thing and I do a cannonball. Would they be like, oh,
I've never seen that.
That is
no, they've seen it. They just have a really cool, a much cooler name for it. I guarantee you.
You think so?
Yeah, it's like because what do you call what do they speak in Peru? Spanish, probably.
Peruvian.
There you go.
Yeah. No, I don't know.
It's like Americans speak American, right?
Right. They do. Yeah. They do. Yes. Here in Pittsburgh, they do.
Yep.
I wonder. I wonder too. Like, what is
like if you Google it, the Spanish term for cannonball is bala de cañón.
Check out my bala de cañón.
Yeah, I'm not gonna yell. Bala de Cañon! As I jump off the diving board. I don't know. Maybe they do.
What if you yelled that at the Machu Picchu Central Country Club?
Right?
And then the next thing that would happen was some guy would look at another guy and go, this Jagoff doesn't think we could just say cannonball.
Yeah.
The translation for cannonball is actually
cannonball.
Just cannonball.
That's a good see? You're probably right.
In that context. Oh, yes. But yeah, I was watching. Now, here's where I got kind of like my dad cred went down the tubes a little bit.
Mm.
So I'm doing the cannonballs and we're matching like can openers and how far we could run off. Then this guy, he's got some tats. He looks like he's on Jackass or whatever, you know,
right.
Wiry kind of built, you know. He gets on and he's like, he walks to the end of the board and hits his foot. He would be one of those guys where if you were allowed.
What, was he like testing the diving board to
correct.
See if it was stiff enough for him? Johnny Knoxville?
Absolutely right.
Okay.
Absolutely right. He would be one of the people, if he could, that would manipulate that wheel, okay?
Just jump off the damn diving board.
Totally dry. First time. He'd never done any. I don't even think he'd gotten in the pool yet, right?
Okay.
He goes. He hits the end. Mm-hmm. I mean, he goes a million miles an hour. He jumps 10 feet in the air. He lands. He's got some gymnastic ability, it looks like. He hits. He does a full front flip, like not a full front flip. He's at like a 45-degree angle, like some dismount thing, and then lands at this real crazy flip thing. And my kids are like, "Dad, do that." And I'm like, "Get the hell out of here."
Not happening.
Right, it's just not happening. But that guy kind of showed
me
up.
Baladé Canyons. I can do that.
But he wasn't watching me or anything. It was just that was what he decided he wanted to jump in the pool.
He's probably a diver or swimmer or something, and he gets to the community pool, and that's his one chance to show off.
And he wants to do. Now, you know what dive I would love to do just once in my life that you see on the Olympics is the big spring up and just touch your toes and then regular dive. You know what I'm saying?
What is that called? There's got to be a name for it, right?
Baladé Canyon.
Baladé Canyon.
Baladé Canyon.
Yeah, I don't know, but like I can't even do that just sitting on a floor. Like I'm not flexible. I'm very inflexible. Like you want me to now jump off a diving board, bounce up in the air, touch my toes,
right,
and then somehow do a backflip and land it without like just without killing myself. Nope, not happening.
I know that's a tough one, Matt.
I can't even throw my kid in the pool. Like that's his big thing. Is he wants to be thrown, right?
Oh, that's tough.
You do it half a dozen times and you're spent. You're done.
Not good.
No.
Not good. Matt, how many diving boards did they have at the pool you went to at Kiwanis? Just the one? Or did they have a high dive and a low dive?
They had multiple. I can't remember what exactly it was now. At least two. I think they were the same height.
That's how this one is, where we go. It's two side by side.
Because I remember going like at the same time as somebody.
Not allowed at ours. The lifeguard goes, okay, you can go.
And oh, then really?
Okay, you can go.
What's the highest dive you've ever gone off of? Because our first weekend in school up at Penn State, the big, like the natatorium pool, the outdoor one, right. They had a 10-meter platform.
Which is how many feet? What's 10
30-ish.
Meters? Three stories?
Yeah.
Wow.
And we went off that. And that was I did it once, I think.
Kind of dive?
Oh, you just Cannonball. Jump off. You just jump.
Do a pencil man
you
dive?
You do a pencil, yeah.
And then it takes 40 minutes to get back. You feel like you're going to drown coming back to the surface.
Yes.
Okay. I don't think I've ever. Here's the thing. I've never had the occasion to like go off of anything higher than like a regular high dive at a pool, which is like two stories.
Right.
Like I've never been to like Tree's pool and then be like, hey, you want to jump off the thing? I've just never had the occasion to be invited like to one of those kind of pools.
We went to on vacation to West Virginia. This was a few years ago, and it was a like a waterfall. It was just cliff jumping basically.
Oh yeah.
Oh, here we go.
And it was probably the same height you're talking about.
Yeah.
Jumping into the water.
It's one of those heights that like you jump off of it and you have that moment in the air
where you're like, what did I just do?
You're holding your breath, obviously, because you're getting ready to go underwater. But like you can feel the air like suck up into your diaphragm. Oh. You're like, oh, why did I decide to do this?
Was
and
much
then
higher
bang,
than
you
I
hit
thought.
The water. Yeah, and it hurts a whole lot more than you thought it would.
Yes.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to. You got to hit just right, or you. Just
yeah, you got to be careful, or it hurts like hell.
It does. Woo. Did you go to the pool at all this year, producer Matt? Have you been to the pool at all this year?
No, I really haven't.
No. Mm-hmm. Nope. Not good.
No.
Not good. Not good for you. You're going to go a whole season, not go to the pool. How does that happen?
Nah, I won't. I'll get there.
We're running out of time. It's almost August.
Yeah, August. We got good weather in August.
Right. Well, when are you going to find time?
I will.
Okay.
You guys are going to be too busy during your trip to the Dominican to like go to the beach or anything like that.
Yeah,
right?
We normally go to a resort, but not doing that this year.
No, okay. Not happening. All right.
Saving the world.
Great stuff. I know. Doing jackknives like a gum band. Bang.
Baladé Canyon!
Pike, we're told. That's what it's called. Just a regular pike.
Okay.
Yes. Off the
When you touch your toes.
Yes.
Okay.
Off the 1 meter platform. We'll see that in the Olympics because we're watching Olympics, live Olympics right now.
There's this crazy three-on-three
hoops basketball
on.
Which is insanely cardio driven.
Yeah.
You can't stand around. There's none of you can't be. We'll explain later. Lots to get into. Ed Bouchette at 7 o'clock. I'm sure he'll be exciting. Neil Walker at 9. Jason Mackey. He's up at like 4 something in the morning in San Francisco. He's going to talk to us. We talk Adam Frazier trade. Good morning.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.